Nick, how much of this week for you guys is about self-scouting and kind of looking back at the first 6 weeks or so of the season, and how much of it is looking ahead to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think it's really a combination of things. Today was pretty much a typical Monday for us, just in terms of going back through the previous game. We'll practice this week. We'll work on a few things. The most important thing is making sure that we're prepared to play, a few weeks from now when we go down to Pittsburgh. So, we'll try to balance as much as we can, and start our preparations here for Pittsburgh along the way. So,
I was going to ask something that we asked Bill about also. When you were scouting Spikes, did you look to him as a blitzer at all? Did you like what he did there in Florida? And did you project him to be used as much as you guys blitzed him, say, this week?
Brandon was a versatile player at Florida. He essentially was a three-down player for them. He played in passing situations, had some productions with interceptions. He had some production rushing a passer as well as an edge player. So, and he's done a little bit of those things since he's been here. Even last year, the play he made against the Jets was pretty similar to some of the things that he had done there at Florida. So he was a versatile player that did a number of things and was productive. So I think each week, depending on the opponent, the defensive game plan will dictate maybe some of the calls and situations that are used. And, there's a couple instances yesterday that, he was able to get in there and be disruptive. So, I'd say the things that we've asked him to do aren't too different than the things that he had shown or he has done that he did at Florida.
Nick, from a league-wide perspective, I think we've seen three deals over the last 4 or 5 days. Aaron Curry to the Raiders. Brandon Lloyd looks like it's going down today. Derek Mason to the Texans. Is this the norm, in your opinion, or are we seeing maybe a little more action on the trade front around this deadline this year?
I'd say it's pretty normal, Mike. I mean, there's some years where there's more than others, ourselves included. Some years we're involved, some years we're not involved. Last year we made a few moves. I think it's pretty normal for this time of the year. So, I think teams ultimately look at their individual situations and they do what they feel is best for their club. And, we'll do the same thing. And if there's something there that makes sense, we'll investigate it. If not, then we're happy with the players that we have in this program and continue to work with them and try to get them better while they're here.
Along those lines, Nick, I'm not sure you'll go there, but just with the opportunity to talk to you, I'm going to ask you. I mean, there have been rumors of interest in Brandon Lloyd, and I'm just curious, given the chance to respond to those, I mean, are those accurate, I guess, is the question?
I'd say really we have conversations with teams throughout the course of the year at different points about different players. So I would say that we haven't done anything different than we normally do, just in terms of our due diligence and discussions with other teams about players that are maybe they were on their team previously, that they're on the street, and maybe you're just calling to gather some information on somebody. So, I mean, I would say that we're doing our homework like we normally do, and it hasn't really taken on any significance or any more significance this year than it has in years past.
As for you, Nick, with the bye, will you be spending it working on, I know you mentioned some self-scouting, but is this a big time for tryouts and for you to, catch your breath and figure out what's out there, or how will you be spending the week?
Try to really think collectively as an organization we approach it the same. You guys are on top of all of our workouts. I mean, you see, we do workouts just about every week. We evaluate players, we look at players. I mean, that's just part of our process and procedures that we go through as a department and organizationally. So, I mean, we'll continue to do the same things that we've done throughout the course of the season. This week really will be no different, other than not having to prepare necessarily for a game on Sunday, but we'll still go through. We'll do the advanced scouting report on Pittsburgh like we normally do each week. Our pro scouting department goes through and does a pretty thorough analysis on each player on their respective team. So, we'll continue to plug away with that, maybe catch up on some of the college scouting. I mean, our scouts have been out all fall evaluating players. So, I mean, there's always a number of moving parts throughout the course of the fall, not necessarily this week in particular, and I would say that this week really is no different than any other week this year.
So it's not like you're going to, say, go to a game or anything?
Excuse me?
You're not, like, going to go to another game or college game or anything like that?
I'd say it's a possibility. Not sure it hasn't already happened this year, but, I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
Nick, has bringing in Chad Ochocinco worked out the way that you anticipated it would to this point?
Yeah, I mean, we're happy with what Chad's done for us. He's probably one of our best practice players. I mean, he goes out there, he works hard, practices hard. He's out there on the field, he competes. He's made plays when he's had the opportunity. You know, we're six games in, it's a long season, so, I mean, we're happy that Chad's on the team.
Do you foresee him continuing to be on the team as you go into the future?
The players that are on the team, we're happy that they're here, and, you know, until something changes, then they'll be here, and we'll continue to work with the players as much as we can. And I would say that goes for every player that's in our program, all 61, including the 8 that are on the practice squad. So,
Nick, what are your thoughts on James Ahedibo, who's played quite a bit here at safety the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, James has gone in, and I think he's taken advantage of some opportunities. You know, had some guys that have been dinged up at that position a little bit, but he's smart, tough, pretty instinctive player, and he's gone in there. And, you know, I think collectively our whole defense, you know, really has been pretty consistent here, you know, the past few weeks, James included. I mean, there's a lot of players that I think have made a lot of good plays for us. Hopefully the most important thing, whether it's offensively, defensively, in the kicking game, is to continue to improve and just establish consistency on a week-to-week basis. So, but, you know, James has done a nice job to this point, sure.
Similar question on Kyle Arrington, who, you know, maybe to the surprise of some, Nick, leads the league with the 4 interceptions.
It's called taking advantage of the opportunity when the ball hits your hands. But, you know, Kyle really, since he's been in our program since day one, since we brought him in, you know, a few years back, I mean, he's been very consistent in his performance. I mean, he's tough, he's smart, he's got good playing strength, he practices, he tackles, you know, and he's gotten his hands on the ball. And one of the things that the defense talks about is just taking advantage of some of those ball disruptions or opportunities to get the ball off of the receiver. And Kyle has taken advantage of it. You know, he's had the 4 interceptions to show for that. But, you know, those things are sometimes, you know, a result of good team defense as well. So, you know, Kyle's done a nice job in that respect. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, his performance will continue moving forward.
Take a final question for Nick.
Nick, what are your thoughts on the progression of Albert Haynesworth here? The last couple weeks we've been seeing him maybe playing a little more in the third down defense, it looks like, or sub-defense.
Yeah, since Albert's kind of been able to get back on the field, you know, he's made a few plays in each of the past couple days. Really, the whole front four, just the front, the interior defensive lineman, if you will, those guys all played well yesterday. Kyle had a share of plays. Vince almost, you know, he's trying to tie Kyle there, trying to, you know, get up there in the league leaders interceptions, but he's got his hand on another ball. Gerard made a few plays. Albert made a few plays. So, I mean, you know, when those guys are out there, you know, they can present some problems. You know, I think the more Albert has practiced and been able to work on some of the techniques and some of the things that we're doing in practice, then that starts to carry over into the game. So, you know, it's a good start. You know, still got a long way to go here, but certainly encouraging with some of the things that he's done.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yep.